So we talked about me trying to learn stuff on YouTube. How about this woman who learned how to cook on YouTube and now has a restaurant that's getting a lot of attention as a great lunch spot in Portland?
Wow, good for her. Okay.
It's really cool. So her name is, I hope I'm saying this right, Chow Du, who's Vietnamese. Now, 6 months ago, she was a rag cutter at Goodwill. So they make those rags out of old T-shirts.
Oh, right, and sell them by the bundle.
That's what she did. Now she's got a hot lunch spot.
Really?
6 months ago, how did she learn to cook? Not from her mother's recipes, from YouTube. So it's a really interesting story. I think her husband is American, Vietnamese heritage, but American,
right.
And then had gone over to visit old relatives or something.
And met her,
and then they fell for each other and moved here. And they decided to open up this place. It's called Pho Company.
And spell pho.
P-H-O.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like the soup. You know,
okay.
The really
good noodle
soup. Well,
I guess I always
thought
soup. That was pho.
That's how it's spelled, but you say pho.
Pho.
I wasn't sure, and I just watched like 14 YouTube videos.
To make sure.
See, I learned how to say pho on YouTube.
Right.
There you go. So I think it's in like Monument Square-ish. But it's called Pho Company, and Chow Du literally learned how to cook on YouTube, and it's getting all kinds of like good press. So how cool is that?
Right, good for her.
Isn't that awesome?
Probably learned English too.
Yeah, I think she already spoke English. She's
right.
She's one of those people who's not very confident with her English, but she speaks English far better than any of us speak another language.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, but it's a confidence thing. So this is the end of the story. This is in the Press Herald. In February, so this is what, 2 months ago,
right?
Three months ago. For the first time since she joined her husband, whose last name I think is Nguyen, in Maine, she traveled back to Vietnam for a month, arriving in time for the Asian New Year celebration. The tickets had been bought last year before this whole pho company brainstorm.
Right.
So the grandparents are in their 90s, but they're desperate to see her, right? Because they're like, listen, we don't know how much longer we're going to be around. So she goes back to Vietnam, and her relatives, aunts and uncles and everything, all they want to do is feed them and take them out to eat.
Right, right.
She learned to cook on YouTube to make what is their culture's food.
Right, right.
And she cooked for them. And they were convinced she had their blessing to go back to her life in Portland.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet? I read that
story.
I got all teary-eyed. I thought, what a great story that is. Thanks to being willing to put the work in to learn.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that kind of spirit and obviously a certain taste that comes along with, you know, with being able to be a good cook. But learned a lot of it, literally even chopping and stuff from YouTube. It's amazing, right?
I know. I so want to go now.
I know.
Her.
Yeah. So it's called Pho Company.
Wow. I bet it's delicious, too. Especially if the grandparents gave it their blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had a...
restaurant?
If I had a pho place, I call it... Well, I can't say what I'd call it.
Why?
Well, I'd call it P-H-O.
Uh-huh.
Pho.
Uh-huh.
P-H-O. Like king. Or something, you know what I mean? Or something, or I can't say it. Okay, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No.
Where are you going for lunch? Oh.
Yeah.
Wake up and laugh.
Yeah, you wake me up.
It wakes me up in the morning.
Makes me laugh.
Blake and Eva in the morning.